and ordinary and didn't have as many domes. It was the kind of place that looked exactly as you were always going to remember it. But Rincewind felt he knew holy architecture when he saw it, and the frescoes on the big and, of course, impressive walls above him didn't look at all religious. For one thing, the participants were enjoying themselves. Almost certainly they were enjoying themselves. Yes, they must be. It would be pretty astonishing if they weren't.
"They're not dancing, are they?"
he said, in a desperate attempt not to believe the evidence of his own eyes.
"Or maybe it's some sort of acrobatics."
Kanina squinted upwards in the hard white sunlight.
"I shouldn't think so," she said thoughtfully.
Rincewind remembered himself.
"I don't think a young woman like you should be looking at this sort of thing," he said sternly.
Kanina gave him a smile.
"I think wizards are expressly forbidden to," she said sweetly. "It's supposed to turn you blind."
Rincewind turned his face upwards again, prepared to risk maybe one eye. This sort of thing is only to be expected, he told himself. They don't know any better. Foreign countries are, foreign countries. They do things differently there. Although some things, he decided, were done in very much the same way, only with rather more inventiveness, and by the look of it, far more often. "The temple frescoes of Al-Khali are famous far and wide," said Kanina, as they walked through the crowds of children who kept trying to sell Rincewind things and introduce him to nice relatives.
"Well, I can see they would be," Rincewind agreed. "Look, push off, will you? No, I don't want to buy whatever it is. No, I don't want to meet her or him either. Or it, you nasty little boy. Get off, will you?"
The last scream was to the group of children riding sedately on the luggage, which was plodding along patiently behind Rincewind and making no attempt to shake them off. Perhaps it was sickening for something, he thought, and brightened up a bit.
"How many people are there on this continent, do you think?" he said.
"I don't know," said Kanina, without turning round. "Millions, I expect."
"If I were wise, I wouldn't be here," said Rincewind, with feeling.
They had been in Al-Khali, gateway to the whole mysterious continent of Klatch, for several hours. He was beginning to suffer. A decent city should have a bit of a fog about it, he considered, and people should live indoors, not spend all their time out on the streets. There shouldn't be all this sand and heat. And as for the wind... Ankh-Morpork had its famous smell, so full of personality that it could reduce a strong man to tears. But Al-Khali had its wind, blowing from the vastness of the deserts and continents nearer the rim. It was a gentle breeze, but it didn't stop, and eventually it had the same effect on visitors that a cheese grater achieves on a tomato. After a while, it seemed to have worn away your skin and was rasping directly across the nerves. To Kanina's sensitive nostrils, it carried aromatic messages from the heart of the continent, compounded of the chill of the deserts, the stink of the lions, the compost of the jungles, and the flatulence of wildebeest. Rincewind, of course, couldn't smell any of this. Adaptation is a wonderful thing, and most Morporkians would be hard put to smell a burning feather mattress at 5 feet.
"Where to next?" he said. "Somewhere out of the wind?"
"My father spent some time in Khali when he was hunting for the lost city of E," said Kanina, "and I seem to remember he spoke very highly of the Soak. It's a kind of bazaar."
"I suppose we just go and look for the second-hand hat stalls," said Rincewind, "because the whole idea is totally..."
"What I was hoping was that maybe we could be attacked. That seems the most sensible idea. My father said that very few strangers who entered the Soak ever came out again. Some very murderous types hang around there," he said. Rincewind gave this due consideration.
"Just run that by me again, will you?" he said. "After you said we should be attacked, I seemed to hear a ringing in my ears."
"Well, we want to meet the criminal element, don't we?"
"Not exactly want," said Rincewind. "That wasn't the phrase I would have chosen."
"How would you put it, then?"
I think the phrase not want sums it up pretty well."
"But you agreed that we should get the hat."
"But not die in the process," said Rincewind, wretchedly. "That won't do anyone any good. Not me, anyway."
"My father always said that death is but a sleep," said Kanina.
"Yes, the hat told me that," said Rincewind, as they turned down a narrow, crowded street between the white adobe walls. "But the way I see it, it's a lot harder to get up in the morning."
"Look," said Kanina, "there's not much risk. You're with me."
"Yes, and you're looking forward to it, aren't you?" said Rincewind accusingly, as Kanina piloted them along a shady alley, with their retinue of pubescent entrepreneurs at their heels. "It's the old hereditary at work."
"Just shut up and..."